Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
This morning now, Brewers 4.5 games ahead of the Cubs in the race for the division. After their 4-2 win over the Marlins, Cubs didn't play yesterday, so we pick up a half game. So that's where you get the 4.5. Brewers' magic number is 12. And in the NFL, the Vikings are 0-2 Thursday night against...
Oh, well, they lost to the Eagles... Wasn't ever really close, but they made it close. They lost, 34-28 was the final score there.
Vikings did not look like a good football team. Do it again. That wasn't...
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, and two.
Keep that horn handy. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McAlvey, our guest this morning. So, Adam, like things, Eric said yesterday, when the Cubs lost and the Brewers won, and things feel like they're starting to come together.
Yeah, here we go.
A little bit of buzz. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, they are in a very good position. They have the pitching lined up the way they want to. I think it's going to be really interesting if we get to the final week. How hard do you push to win the division? Because maybe everybody needs a reminder of the kind of changed playoff format.
Yes.
There's three division winners. There's three wild cards. The two best division winners get a bye. The third best division winner, which is what the Brewers, whoever wins the Central is going to be in this position, will host a one three-game series against the worst of the three wild cards. And then if you're the wild card, you know, then the other two wild cards play each other. So the difference between winning the division for the Central winner and being the wild card is like, I mean, it's significant because it means hosting a series versus potentially maybe going on the road.
Right.
But it's not as huge as maybe in previous formats. So it's just really interesting because the Brewers will have to decide potentially if it stays, you know, close-ish. You know, how do you line up the pitching? Do you want Burns, Woodruff, Peralta for a three-game series somewhere? Or do you want them for that Cubs series in an effort to win the division and then worry about the wild card series, you know, when and if you get there?
For me, it's the latter. I'm sorry, like, we can't get – until it's not, right? I mean, mathematically, math could work out better as we get closer if the Cubs keep doing what they're doing. No signs of life there in Chicago. But, like, for me, like, you can't be worrying about the next series until you get there. And let's do that later.
Yeah, and clearly the aim would be keep winning, as the Brewers have done a pretty good job of since that Dodger Stadium series, and then make that final regular season series against the Cubs not matter. And then that allows you to do whatever you want to do to line up those starters. And look, the Brewers, their strength is that in a postseason series, particularly a short series, which would be the first round three, best of three, or that division series, which is still best of five, they would be a very difficult team to tangle with when you're talking about those three pitchers, plus Wade Miley, who's really good, and then the bullpen that they're able to run out there, and the defense that they're able to run out there. Those are obviously the strengths of this team, and that would, on paper, play quite well in October if you can score like they did yesterday, just a couple of runs.
Yeah, no one would want to tangle with that. What would be fascinating, and it would take a lot for it to happen, is if they play the Cubs for three and then play the Cubs again.
Exactly. Right? In the minor leagues now, they're off Mondays and then they play six-game series, so there's less travel. And essentially, that's kind of what they might do. It could end up that the Brewers and Cubs play three games that maybe matter or don't to end the regular season, and then play three more games at the same venue, American Family Field, that matter for everything, which would be completely bizarre.
Man, I don't have any interest in running into the Cubs in the playoffs. Like, there's just too much other juju going on there. Like, I just want to be in the
any other team.
Right, and just give me anybody else.
Well, look, the other teams are interesting, too, because the Arizona Diamondbacks are in it. They're sort of like the Brewers. They have Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly at the top of the rotation. That's really dangerous in a best of three. The Reds are kind of the opposite. They're still in it, and they're doing it on the strength of this kind of, you know, potent offense and just enough pitching. So the mix of clubs that are in this race is pretty interesting. And look, the Marlins are still in it, and the Brewers just saw them. And credit the Brewers for taking 3 of 4 from a Marlins team. That's pretty good. They have quite good pitching. That kid who pitched yesterday, 6'8", 20 years old, Yuri Perez, is absolutely nasty. And it's a kind of interesting mix, and it's some different teams than it's been in the NL playoffs for the last couple of years. So it's kind of a good mix. And at this point, it you know, 2 weeks to go, and it's completely wide open of what these scenarios are going to end up to turn out to be.
Good conversations to have in mid-September. Thanks, Adam.
All right. See you guys.